Witches' camps continue to pose serious challenges to the protection and survival of women and children. Some communities consider old illiterate women as cursed and brand them as witches. Such people are banished to camps and endure inhuman treatment. Speaking at a national conference in Accra towards the campaign to ban witches' camps, the Deputy Minister for Women and Children's Affairs, Hajia Hawu Aboya Gariba, noted that the act of putting women in camps to protect them from the wrath of the people is a violation of their fundamental human rights. Here's a report by Na Jagli Agu.
The 1992 Constitution guarantees that all persons enjoy rights and freedoms, including equality before the law, freedom from torture, cruelty and inhumane treatment. Hajia Gariba said the abuse of these women by categorizing them as witches infringes on their rights. She said the existence of these camps also violates the provisions of the Constitution. Research has shown that there are 1,663 women and children in such camps in the northern region. She noted that the vulnerable, especially old and weak women, is the group of people who always fall victim when suspicion of a witch or wizard arises among a family or society. Hajia Gariba therefore called for strict enforcement of the laws as stated in the Constitution. In the message, the Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Theodora Wood, said alleged witches, apart from being beaten, are forced to drink unhealthy herbal concoctions to prove their innocence. Most of these concoctions are injurious to their health. The Chief Justice explained that there are many psychological disorders that manifest in people at the menopausal stage, which sometimes make them behave in ways that could easily be attributed to witchcraft. She appealed to all societies, especially those in northern Ghana, to ensure the immediate closure of witch camps in the country. The Kuntihima of Ugwa traditional area, Nana Amba Aibia, called on all queen mothers to educate the members of their communities. She said in the event where a person suspects that he or she has been bewitched, the traditional methods of conflict resolutions should be used. An inmate at a Nabuli witches camp in the northern region, Bika Mila Bagbe, described the situation as unbearable, as they are forced to live under very deplorable conditions. Madam Bika Mila was accused of being a witch after the death of her nephew. She was beaten with bicycle chains and hot pepper applied on her wounds. She appealed to government and all stakeholders to come to the aid of the camps.
Na Jagli Agu's report.